You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
And we're going to jump into another conversation. And today we're going to be talking with Mr. Isaac Mahase. And he's going to help us post-carnival. And we spoke about post-carnival and making sure that our devices are well protected and that we are doing what we are supposed to do post-carnival, because we are always protecting ourselves. We buy the right cases and all of these things to protect our phone before carnival, and we don't pay attention to what can happen after. So we want to make sure that your tech and your digital products are safe after carnival. Good afternoon, Mr. Isaac. Are you there?
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How things?
Good.
Are you hearing me loud?
I'm just dealing with a lot of devices coming in from carnival.
Right. And Mr. Isaac Mahase is from I Am Tech Solutions Limited, and he's going to help us and give us some clarity. We're going to have this conversation. It's going to be real today when it comes to what happens to our devices after something as mega as the Trinidad Tobago Carnival. It is the greatest show on earth. And we want to hear what happens to our technical stuff, our tech devices, after something like that. So my first question, Mr. Mahase, is what are some of the most common phone issues that you would see after an event like Carnival every single year?
I would say the most common phone issue, hands down, is water damage.
Water damage.
And so, not just water. Foam, sweat, rain, beach water. Anything you could think about, powder, anything you could think about surrounding carnival, your device is exposed to.
And the thing about it is, we always have our phones in our hands. we want to capture everything. We want to capture everything. So we go to a water event, water fete, or whatever they call it, the fete, and you try to maybe put a plastic bag over the phone to just make sure the phone is good. Or you're just keeping the phone in your pocket, not knowing that while you're sweating, that is also water damage, or could cause water damage. Correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to water damage, I've heard people say that if your phone get wet, you can go and put it in some rice, in a pot of rice or a bucket of rice for a little while, and it will dry up everything on your phone good. Is that a myth, or is it the truth?
That is actually a myth.
Really?
Rice is for pilau, you know? Because the rice, it might help, I would say, with the surface level of water, but in reality, the rice, the water damage is in your phone. And the thing about rice is just surface level. You would have a better time. First of all, when dealing with water damage, you must always turn off the device. Don't press no power button. If you could just turn off the device, that's the best thing you could do, because current can't short circuit your motherboard. And I would give you something even worse. Rice can damage your charging port. It had a lot of instances where people came in and if we're not charging, and it's because of rice in the port, and it damaged the connector for the charging port. It even had instances where I don't know how, because the charging port is at the bottom of the phone, and usually your motherboard is at the top of the phone. And the rice actually traveled from the charging port all the way up to your motherboard.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. So, it's one of the most funniest things.
Wow.
And people just have this notion that rice helps, but you would have a better time if you just firstly switch off your phone, do not charge it at any point in time. And just leave it in front of a fan so it could kind of evaporate the water.
Oh.
And most importantly, bring it as soon as possible to a phone technician.
Right. That is, now, I've been charging my phone in my vehicle more than once, and the tip of the charger could have gone, you know, where your cup holder is, and you might have a cup of a drink in the cup holder, and the drink sweat. You know, the condensation happened, and all of a sudden it drips down into the cup holder, and the charger goes down into that area, and then you take that charger and now you put it into the phone, and then the phone starts to say or give warnings about water damage or that there's water in the port. Is that something that you see or you've ever heard about before? That the charger itself gets wet?
Yeah, that is actually a very common thing. The warning you would see is moisture detected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you might think that it's just a little sweat or it's just a little water, but plenty phones nowadays is very sensitive, especially to moisture.
Mm.
And they come with sensors that will tell you that moisture is detected.
Wow. Now, what would happen if you continue plugging in the phone, even with the charger itself a little bit damp, and you're plugging in? What are some of the risks that could happen if you ignore those warnings and you continue plugging it into charging? Because your phone had to charge, you want to make sure and capture everything.
It would most likely, as I said, water and current don't mix, so it could short circuit the charging port or even cause uneven voltages going to the motherboard that could even damage your motherboard or even cause overheating of your motherboard.
Wow. So sometimes our phone overheating and we don't know that it could have been a cause from moisture getting into the phone. Wow.
Yes, of course.
That's crazy. Now, you mentioned a few different ways. Now, the minute I hear about water damage being the most common thing, I didn't think about foam. Foam did not cross my mind, but a lot of events these days, foam just flying everywhere. We want to try to capture the look of foam flying everywhere. Then you spoke about seawater. Now, you might not go into the water with the phone, but for some reason, salt travels in the air and through moisture in the air, and all of a sudden, could seawater without you dipping your phone in the water can actually damage your phone?
Once your phone is exposed to the water, seawater, I would rank as one of the worst things that your phone can be exposed to. Reason being is because of all the salt and minerals in the water. When that comes into contact with your motherboard and there's current running through, it is one of the worst conditions for corrosion and motherboard damage.
Yeah, wow. Now, you might sometimes we go into the water itself to take out pictures, and we are in our mind, we are saying to ourselves, well, I'm not dipping the phone in the water, but there's also sea blasts. We don't think about the crashing of the waves and the blast of the sea that comes towards you, and that could actually be getting into the phone. So that's a real next thing. That's a whole different thing that we don't want to, and we don't see the issues right away, you know. We see it after a while, correct?
That is correct.
Wow. Now, our next thing, what happens with, phones out now, we have some phones out that they say is waterproof. So that means I could go and swim in the ocean with it. Is that a myth or is that a fact? If they say that the phone is waterproof, what should I be doing with it?
So that is a misconception, I would say, because phones are not waterproof, they are water resistant. Meaning that you would hear IP68 water resistant, meaning that there would be resistance to water at a certain depth of water as well as a certain time.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean your phone completely waterproof.
So you're not going to swim in any water in Maracas Bay. You're not going to be swimming to take up pictures of fish, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So once it passed that certain amount of depth and time, your phone is susceptible to water damage.
Wow. So even with the big shot phones that out now that say that it is waterproof, it is for a specific time. You know, I don't want to know how long it is good for. I don't want to know how, if it's 5 minutes or 2 minutes, I am putting my phone in no water. That's a real serious thing, and I hope we're taking that into consideration. And then there are sometimes your child is playing with the phone and all of a sudden the phone reaching a bowl of water. What happens now if my phone falls into water by mistake and I am by the beach? I have some hours before finding anybody or any store that could, or any technician to fix it. What is my first line of attack if my phone falls into a bowl of water? What do I do now?
I would say a first line of attack is taking it off.
Switch off one time.
Completely. You always want to cut the power going to the motherboard. because you can change your charging port if it get damaged, but your motherboard has all your information and it's basically the heart of your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Freedom Family, you're I think that's a big point right there. The first thing that you want to do, and that never crossed my mind, the first thing I would do, to be honest, Isaac, is I am going to start to shake that phone and tap that phone hard, hard, hard to try to shake out the water as best as possible. It doesn't cross my mind that the first thing that I want to do is switch off the phone to make sure I cut in power. So that's a big point there. Of course, guys, if you want to have, if you want to ask some questions about your phone or if your phone have possibly been damaged or you think that there might be some form of corrosion or water damage, you can send us a message, you know, send us a message to 306-1065 and ask the questions to our expert online today. Now, my next question, because we spoke a lot about water damage there, we sweat a lot. And we, especially when you go to parties and events, our phone is in our pockets. And there are many times that I would have dipped in my pocket and took up my phone and I've already felt like the phone is a little bit damp. I might running or jogging or whatever the case is. What is the best thing I can do to protect my phone from sweat damage? Because they also have salts in sweat.
I would recommend carrying it in a secondary bag, to be honest. Okay. If you know it, depending on the material of your clothing, better you carry it in a separate bag, because you don't want, because sweat and salt water is more or less had the same minerals, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. It's the same salt and water. So you would need to try your best not to have it exposed to that.
Right, right, right. Now, if somebody made you realize, as a your listener, and you already realize that your phone, something is definitely seems to be wrong. When it's just glitching out a little bit, or maybe you believe it, maybe just need a little bit of a drying. Or what is the next step? Should I put the phone out in the sun to dry before I reach to the technician? Or when should I stop using it and seek help? What is the red flag that something is definitely wrong and I need to head straight to a technician?
I would say the serious red flags are your phone is continuously, we just call it boot looping, meaning it continuously restarting.
Right.
Because that does overheat your motherboard, because your phone constantly under strain. If your phone is overheating, and worse, if your battery is swelling, because many a times people come to me and the battery is literally popping out the phone screen.
Wow.
First it swell.
Yeah.
And the thing about batteries is lithium ion batteries in your phone, which can explode. It had instances where batteries did explode in my store because the customer took too long to bring it in.
Now what can cause what during the carnival season or post carnival season that could contribute to my battery damage? What particular thing that will contribute to that? What activities that will contribute to my battery deteriorating or even swelling?
I would say charging your phone throughout the whole day. Especially while it's using your phone.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, it hit every nerve in our bodies with that one, because we want to make sure we capture everything, every event, everything. We want to capture every line. And a lot of times, I know listeners, you're listening now, that the phone sometimes is plugged in whole day. And even if it's not plugged in whole day, sometimes it's plugged in whole night. Should we switch off after a particular time? Is it that when my phone is full, I'm supposed to unplug it? Or what? Or should I? How should we manage that length of time when the phone is charging?
The ideal range you should keep your phone at is between 20% to 80%. That is factually proven to give you the best life expectancy of your battery.
Wow. So you don't need to always charge it all the way up till it's totally full. Really?
No.
Now, some of us sometimes you ever heard somebody or know people their phone always dying? It always between 10% and 20%. They're always charging it. And the excuse would be that they are very busy and they're always on it. and the phone is always plugged in. They're always, I've been to barbershops where the phone is permanently plugged in because it's playing music. That is that a, one of the cases that causes the deterioration of the battery?
Of course, because when you have your phone plugged in and you're using it while you have it plugged in, it causes extra heat because remember your battery is now trying to charge and supply current to the motherboard.
Wow. All right. Now, let's go a little more comical here with this one. Now, what is one of the funniest post-Carnival repair stories you've ever heard? You've been functioning for a while. Somebody coming after Carnival. What is one of the most shocking things you want to know? How did this happen? Give us a bit of a story if you can find one. I'll put it on the spot.
Well, I would say one of the funniest ones is someone told me there was an affair and they was drunk, obviously. And they was trying to walk down a flight of stairs, and instead they flipped down the stairs, and the phone flipped down the stairs with them too. As well as it had another time where someone was liming and rest the phone by the trunk, and time for the lime to done, they forgot. And just slammed the whole car trunk on the phone and split the phone in half. Thankfully, we was able to fix it though, because the motherboard, which is the heart of the phone, was still intact.
Wow. All kind of crazy stuff could happen around Carnival time when it comes to your devices. And let me tell you something. Your device now is not just a phone. When you hear something is wrong with your phone, you feel like a real fish out of water. You feel like you can't think, you can't move, you can't do this, you can't do that. So taking care of your devices, guys, is extremely important. And not just during Carnival or post-Carnival, but all year round. Now, can you give us some tips as to what we can do generally to make sure that our devices are safe or protected all year round? Because we don't want to be spending money unnecessarily, no. We don't want to be fixing or fixing this and that and the other on the phone, or having the stress of the phone just going crazy or wacko all year long. Give us some tips to protect it so we have a longer time or a longer use from the phone.
Step one would be to always have a good protective case.
That's good.
Not the just stylish ones. Because it have very thin stylish ones, but that give you limited protection. The OtterBox cases are very strong. It's a brand name case. It's a bit more on the expensive side, but I would rather spend money on a case than have to fix the entire screen.
Yeah.
And tip number two is get a good hydrogel and screen protector.
Hydrogel.
Yeah, or screen protector.
What are some of the benefits of that?
So I would give you the benefits of both. So the tempered glass is actually a glass over your glass, in other words. So it is the first line of defense.
Right.
When your phone fall, so it would absorb the impact. The hydrogel, however, I have noticed, is better for curved screens.
Okay.
Because what the hydrogel does, it's a gel, and it adheres to the curved screen. Normally, tempered glass with the curved screen, it tends to get dust on the sides where it curves, and it tends to not protect the phone as well because the screen protector is not holding on the curve. But the hydrogel adheres to the surface, and a benefit of the hydrogel also is if your screen has scratches, it tends to get rid of them, so to speak. It fills the gap with the scratches.
Gotcha. Now, I think that is important because we don't want to spend a lot of money on our devices and not protect it properly. We want to make sure that our devices are always safe, especially this year. We don't want to spend extra money, Freedom Family. We don't want to be spending extra money replacing our phones when we could simply do the right things to protect our devices for a long time. This is a digital world, you know. So we want to make sure that our digital items, our accessories, our products are always well taken care of. Talking about well taken care of, we spoke about water. But what about the other things that are in and around Carnival that could actually damage the internal components of our phones? Like, for example, Juve, the powder, the rum. Tell us a little bit about how things like that could damage the internal components.
So the powder tends to get stuck in the charging port because it's all devices, the charging port is an entrance to foreign objects or dust or water. So the charging port is most likely to get the dust, the glitter, the water, the mud, and then you would have problems charging, and you might plug in your phone trying to force the charger in and end up damaging the charging port or even short-circuiting something on the phone.
That's crazy. Now, away from the powder now, because we should definitely, of course, protect our phones from that. We shouldn't really have our phone in our hand when we fling in powder, whatever the case is, for sure. Now, when it comes to corrosion, I think corrosion is something that we overlook or blindside, because in the moment, it seems like our phones or our devices, iPads, etc., it works. It's working then. But corrosion seems to be something that happens slowly. It's the damage that happens slowly. How long does it take after an event, maybe carnival, that you would actually see the effects of something like corrosion happening on your phone? Or in your phone?
I would say depending on the exposure.
Right.
Between 2 days to 2 weeks.
2 days to 2 weeks. Wow. Yeah, so 2 weeks later, you want to know why all of a sudden your phone started to shut down and loop and all of those crazy stuff, not knowing that 2 weeks before our phone was exposed to moisture and so on and so on, right? Wow. It's Freedom Family. If you have your questions about water damage or corrosion or post-carnival situations concerning your devices, of course, you can send us a message to 306-1065 and let us know. Now, let me know. I have a question. Is it safe I asked you that one already, but what is the biggest mistake people might make after dropping their phone in the road? You're on the road now. You're on the road for Carnival Tuesday. What is the biggest mistake people would make after dropping their phone on the pitch? What's the first thing that they're doing? They're rubbing it on the face, they're rubbing it on the clothes and putting it back in the pocket. What is the biggest mistake?
I would say just rubbing it in general, because that causes scratches.
Right.
On the screen. Or with all the thing that going on around you, you might just fling it, because you'd be surprised. Somebody might just fling it in the bag,
right,
or just put it in the back pocket or something. And we find many phones get damaged from people sitting on their phones also.
Right. Now, we mentioned earlier that sometimes you might be, your phone might get wet and you put it in the rice to get to dry. But there are instances you might be eating your lunch or whatever the case is, and all of a sudden food particles reach up inside of the port. What are some of the things you've seen in a charging port? And have you ever heard people trying to use different things to clean it out themselves?
One of the weirdest things I would say, well, the common thing, rice.
Right.
Because everybody putting the food in rice. But one of the weirdest thing I would say is, I don't know if it was a food particle, but it's that somebody came in and said their phone was not charging. And when I open up the phone, I actually saw a worm crawling in the charging port.
A what?
worm
in
it? Was crazy. Yeah.
Wow. And have you ever heard people say that they tried to clean all the charging ports themselves?
Yeah, a lot of people try to do it themselves and tend to damage the pins, which is the part that is most important for charging, because that is where your charger is connecting to. I would say if you want to, a safe way is to just get a simple toothbrush with isopropyl alcohol, preferably 90%, because 90% have less moisture, so it wouldn't damage your charging port. And just put a little drop and just rub it back and forth. Not too hard, but just to kind of, you know,
clear the area.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, when it comes to your port being damaged or being blocked with items, dust or dirt or rice or whatever, what is the first sign that you know something is wrong with the port itself?
The first sign you would know is if you're trying to put in your charger and it's not going all the way in.
Not going all the way
or in. It wiggling.
Right. It should be a firm click.
Firm click.
Yeah.
You should literally be able to hold your phone from your charger.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
That is how firm it's supposed to be, you know?
Wow, wow, wow. These are the post-carnival preparations. We started earlier, Isaac, talking about detoxing your phone, detoxing your files and all these different things to make sure that you're not overloading your phone or that there are things that are not posted in on the digital space that you don't really want people to know or see. And now we're talking about protecting your phone post-carnival, not just from water damage that would have happened, but even corrosion and even your port chargers from dust, rice, food, all kind of things. We've seen the world of it when it comes to phone damage or how you can protect your phone going forward. Now, Isaac, how can we reach you on social media if we need to, if something is definitely wrong with our with the device and you want some kind of help and so on?
We are on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Okay.
At i.m.techsolutions.
Nice, nice, nice. Any email you want to leave with us?
We have our phone number.
Yeah.
Which is 340-6209. That is the business number.
Okay, nice, nice. Well, Mr. Isaac Mahes, thank you so much for sharing with us how we can make sure that our devices last way longer than it should post-carnival season 2026. And again, guys, you can reach out to him if you want more information. And he does free consultations. Right now, I believe you have a free consultation period happening where people can hear or get their device checked to know exactly what is their next step, correct?
Yes, we currently have a free diagnostics check for everyone after Carnival,
mm-hmm.
because we know that is when the most issues happen.
Right, right.
So you don't
right.
even have to spend a cent just to find out what your phone, what's going on with your phone.
Right, right, right. Now, right before you head out, I just have a question. I just can take one question from somebody. Let me see. I'll just take this one. Somebody is saying, I have my Samsung A30 and in my pocket. I had it in my pocket during the carnival season, and the back came off, and that's a Samsung A30. Can this be snapped back on, or must, or do I have to stick it or re-get it restuck on after carnival?
So the back cover on the Samsung A30 is actually stuck on by adhesive.
Okay.
So it's not a snap-on something. It would have to stick on. Please go to a professional. Many a times people try to stick those back covers for themselves and cause more damage because they tend to use crazy glue or even Evo stick. And those is a specific type of glue and adhesive is used in phones.
Wow. Okay, okay. I hope that was helpful there. One more question before we wrap up. Someone is saying, my phone stopped working. I can't say what happened. I checked my bag and I believe the water bottle was open, and this happened about 7 years ago, and they're still not sure what to do. You can reach him. You can reach out on their social media to hear from more from Isaac. And again, he's doing free consultations, so he could assist there and let you know what you can do next. Could you repeat your number one more time? Somebody is asking before we wrap.
340-6209.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Isaac Mahes of I Am Tech Solutions, for jumping in and really helping us and giving us the tips that we need to really, in the digital world, thank you so much for informing the digital world family of how we could take better care of our devices, especially post-carnival and for the rest of the year. Thank you again. Have a good one.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.